Hey, what's going on? I'm here by myself. Sean has a gig with She Said in Eastern Kansas this weekend. They're doing all that stuff. We were able to sit down with Colin Williams yesterday out at Hillside Ranch. For those of you that don't know about it, it's a little ranch north of town here in Garden City, Kansas. It sort of has a long history of being a cool place to hang out and party, lots of shows and stuff. And Colin's awesome. Really, if you're lucky enough to know them and get to go hang out there and have a beer sometime, it's good stuff. They are inviting everybody to their house the weekend of May 10th and 11th. Check those dates on Facebook. I've been known to say wrong things. They're inviting the entire town, anybody, not even just anybody out. Yeah, it's a $15 wristband for a weekend full of live music, good times, great food. It's a thing you can bring your children to, preferably on Sunday, bring your children. Saturday, I don't know if you'd want to. It's going to be kind of a late night thing out at the barn. It's going to be awesome. Just to catch everybody up real quick, I lost my job last week. Don't really want to go into too graphic of detail. I didn't like call my boss up and be like, you know, go to hell, bro. It was just kind of one of those things. Some things happened. I was with a buddy of mine at work. We worked in cemeteries, and he accidentally damaged a headstone with our equipment on a complete accident. He's not an asshole. He didn't like run up to it and just bash it in. It was a complete accident. And in the world of politics, I was let go because of that. So, on that tip, if anybody knows of any employment opportunities in the Garden City, Kansas region, I'm a hell of a worker. I got great references. I show up on time. I do what you ask me, and I'll make you laugh while I'm there. You can trust me on that. You can trust me on that. So, if anybody knows of anything, D-Rail is hurting over here. We got some music from a group called The Hollow Empire from Dallas. They're really good. We'll check that out towards the end of the show. And add us on Facebook. Oh, also, if you're listening on blogtalkradio.com or if you're downloading us on iTunes, we really appreciate all the listens. Actually, the majority of our listeners come from the Blog Talk Radio site, and that's what's linked up to our iTunes as of now. We got a lot of things we're working on, maybe changing the name of the channel and everything. We got a lot more people helping me out now. I hope you notice we sound a little bit better, minus poor Sean. His microphone, I couldn't. We did something wrong, and I couldn't line his microphone up with the interview. You can still hear him on the interview. He's a little. You can tell he's not on a mic, but the power of our microphones picked him up just fine. You can hear what he's saying. Next week we'll be sounding 100%, or at least as close as I can get us there. But if you're one of the people that are downloading us on iTunes or from the Blog Talk Radio site, I'll continue uploading the shows there, but we're kind of abandoning ship as far as Blog Talk Radio goes, just because it sounds awful. They have so many shows and so much stuff going on over there that they really cut your audio quality and probably more than half. So we're on Spreaker.com now. You can just go to my Facebook page or Sean's Facebook page. Or the Bedroom Radio Facebook group. It's an open group. Feel free to join in, have fun, talk about stuff. Send us articles and stuff you want us to talk about. Send us ideas for people you want us to interview. Be sure to check out Fulton Street Pub tonight. It's Thursday, so all their burgers are 25% off. They have 99-cent draws on domestic and $4 bombs, $2 wells. It's always a good time. You might get wasted. Make sure you got a designated driver. Tell Anti he's a big friend of the show. We like him a lot. And on March 23rd, they actually have the Hurricane Chris concert. It's 18 and up. It's hip-hop. Tickets are $25 pre-sale and $35 at the door. You might want to grab those pre-sale. That's all the business I want to get out of the way. Let's go ahead and get into the interview. Big thanks to the Williams family for letting us come out and hang out all day yesterday and having some beers, playing some rock and roll music, playing a little bit of pool, and then it's enjoying a nice, beautiful Kansas sunset, which I put a picture of on Facebook, and a lot of people liked it. We know what we're talking about. Kansas is beautiful. Anyway, here's the interview.
And you go, okay, yeah, so...
Can I have a beer, man?
They're right next to you.
Why didn't you know? I told Sean.
I wanted key light.
I told Sean because I didn't put in on it, and I don't want to step on anybody's dose.
Now, we're going to run out, and then, you know, you're going to buy the next.
I'll take it. You're passing me a...
Koozie.
This one is a Green Miller Light. That's good, man. I feel blessed. Okay, so now we're here at... I always want to call it Hillside Ranch, but
It is Hillside Ranch, yep. It's been Hillside Ranch for a long time.
Out of your hands. Correct me if I'm wrong, a little bit of a history lesson for listeners that can't see.
Well, before my family, the Williams family, had it, it was a barn used by the Burnside family in this town, and it was used for raising horse and mule and then they would ship them off. And this was in the 1913, before the First War. But during the First World War, they would ship off horses and mule to Fort Riley in Manhattan and Fort Carson in Colorado Springs. And they were the cavalry horses, basically.
So is it just this land particularly was that, or was it this actual barn that we're sitting in?
No, it's the actual barn that we're sitting in, not the room that we're sitting in, because this was added on in the 40s as office spaces. But yeah, the actual barn that we were sitting in used to be called the Flying X Ranch, which was relocated down way down south of town, close to Buffalo Dunes. But yeah, then my family came around in 59, they bought it. And the very next year, my grandfather, Don Williams, opened up Acker Plant inside the barn here. And he made farming implements, which basically revolutionized the way that people grow corn in western Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Texas, and even in Colorado and New Mexico and Wyoming and all the way. I mean, like they, you know, revolutionized the way that people grew corn all over the world from Africa to England. It was really big in England for a while. But then, yeah, like, so Acker Plant was here for a while.
So it was strictly business when this place
was strictly business. Like, you know, the windows that you see in some of the rooms were like drive-through windows where you literally just drove in through your truck and ordered what you needed for the next year, you know.
Really?
No, at some point that all changed. Like, you know, before we're trying to do, or, you know, what we're trying to do, there was a party element out here. There were shows all the time. When was that?
Well, that was like actually in the early 70s and all through the 80s, when kind of my dad and his brother were out of school. Like, they just start, and even when they were in school, there was always bands playing out here because my uncle was in a band. But after the boys moved out, Grandma and Grandpa just kept it kind of as a place for people to be able to come and have square dances. You know, there was everybody always talks about there were square dances upstairs. And, like, now I could never picture that because the wood flooring is so old. I can never imagine 100 people square dancing upstairs. But it did happen in, you know, the early
period shit.
Yeah, you walk on the floor, it would be scary.
Some parts are structurally unsound, literally not live to the public.
There's holes. And it's also neat because they still have all these square patches where they used to feed the hay down into the, what are they called?
The stables.
The stables, yeah. They, you know, had those are still up there and never step on one of those.
So what state was the barn in whenever you became associated with it?
Whatever. It was still Louisiana Purchase.
I've learned about
what state
that.
Was the barn in when I moved up here?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
What mental state? Like, was it still like a business and you weren't? Could you throw a punk show here when you were like four and you found this place? Or?
When me and my wife moved up here and we started renovating the house, which the house was built before my grandparents bought it. You know,
did you have any like childhood? Did you Okay. Well,
yeah, my 16th birthday was actually held in here, and like I didn't really have much friends at the time, and so like I was spending it with my parents and my grandma, like, alone at a dinner table. And my dad's like, hey, grandma has something in the barn. Yeah, grandma has something in the barn she wants to show you. And I come out, and it's a bunch of my friends, like Neil Simpson, Pinka, and Katie Pruitt was out here. And
oh, them party motherfuckers.
A whole bunch of party dudes who, like, I didn't, you know, yeah, you know. So it was really neat. And that was, like, something that is definitely instilled in my memory. And you know, so me and Arianna were living in Colorado, and the place grandma was in, going down in health, and so they're like, well, we're just going to sell it, and we're just like, no way. And I mean, I was saying earlier, like, there was no way that we were ever going to move back from Colorado, no reason, but then this place and property was available, and we're just like, yep. And for years, me and my grandma, you know, had a great relationship when she was up here by herself, and me and Arianna would come and visit, and my grandma would just be like, you guys just take it. I'm just going to give it to you. You know, I'm just going to, we're just like, no, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's an old woman. We didn't want to, you know.
Was it like a save the clock tower like mentality? Like, oh, we can't let it leave the family? Or was it just like, because I mean, I have to imagine, like, it has to be more of an experience living here. Because, like, you have, your house is awesome. It's a nice house.
Yeah.
You're out here on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You're close enough that if danger were to strike, you know, police, fire. You're close, but you're far.
Yeah.
It's got to be like an experience. It's got to be your own little world out here, kind of.
It is. I mean, like, we do live up on this hill behind the old crazy house, and, you know, we even have our own little weather systems rolling through. But, yeah, you know, you're close enough to town, but, like, I still tell people I live out in the country. And they're like, oh, well, where? And I'm like, well, behind the old crazy house. I'm like, that's not out in the country. I was like, well, I can be as loud as I want, you know.
There's kind of.
Until 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, nobody ever.
Might know a thing or two about that. 4 o'clock in the morning jamming out here at Hillside has happened before. It will happen again.
Was it a lifelong dream to someday be 30 and buy grandma's house, or is it just like.
No, it wasn't, but, you know, we got.
It's
got
to be a hard decision, because I'm from the sticks, too. I'm from Southwest Kansas, and usually, you know, kids with haircuts like ours generally have the mentality, like, when it's over, I'm 18, I'm done, I'm gone.
Yeah.
Never coming back.
Yep.
We're both back. You're back. We're all three back. What was it about the place that just made you, like, do that, where you get kind of just, okay,
I'll go back? Honestly, it was the history of the place. I mean, before when we were reconstructing the house, which took a little over a year, and it was all family members renovating the house, we had people, you know, that my parents' friends and even people younger than my parents that were coming up to us, and they were saying, hey, I heard you guys bought the barn. You know, you guys going to have parties out there again? Because there was always class reunions. There was even records of quinceañeras out
no
there.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And my grandparents, they didn't even know the people, but they're just like, oh, yeah, you know, it's this much, rent it out, clean up after. So, but, yeah, I mean, the whole thing about us moving back was it's just the history of the barn and the history of this barn in this town. Like, so many bands before any of you guys that are playing in bands now, you guys weren't even born yet, and there were bands jamming out in here and, you know, making a scene. And, you know, just the fact that it was been in my family for so long that we just had to have it, you know, and make something new of it.
It seems it's a very inviting place, whether if there's a show going on out here or just a party. Like, I've never... Or delivering a pizza here. Like, it. Yeah. I've never drove into your driveway and felt like, I don't know, man. It just seems like it's like, come on.
Right.
Come on, you know, because there's two worlds. You have, like, you know, a party, and it's not like a crazy party. Maybe they were back, and I've never been here past midnight. So maybe there's some shit we'll leave off the podcast. I don't know. But, I mean, it's not a terrifying place. Like, because you got to admit, you are up here on the hill. You can see you from, the, like, way down on the road, you know.
Yes.
Generally, this would be a place for police to come give you a hard time for people coming out here having a good time. Have you found that, like, you've been sort of, they don't really give you much guff? Or
They don't give us much guff. And one of the main reasons is because Grandma was living up here by herself for so many years. And, you know, a lot of people in the sheriff department that we know and that are my folks' age would just come by, you know, and just check on her, you know, because she was by herself and they knew her and she was a pillar in the freaking community, you know. So people were always like, oh, yeah, I went by and checked on your grandma. Everything is okay. But, you know, I don't know.
That and we don't get near as crazy as we used to.
No.
I mean, you know, we're early 30s and we wear it well. But,
yeah,
you know, we keep it pretty well under wraps when we party up here.
Well, my father, his brother, and people in this community did far worse things than we will ever do up here in the 60s and
70s. And we're not getting there.
Right.
So, speaking of the community, like, you guys, last year, it was a year ago, May, right? Was the hottest day, whatever the hottest day of last year was, it was that day.
June 3rd, the hottest day in June.
Just Google hottest day ever. It was Africa hot.
Yeah, it was Africa.
You almost died.
I almost died. I was pre-diabetic, sweating a storm. Weighing about 360 up there. It has to be. I don't know. I have get together sometimes, man. And I enjoy the idea of inviting friends over, and it's all cool. But there is that part of me that's just like, oh, you're on my shit, dude. What are you doing? Like, you invite the community to your house so far once a year. And then on a lot of nights, if you know the right people, you can come out here and hang out and have a good time.
Yeah.
How is that relationship with your house, and it's also your playground? Like, how do you find yourself getting upset when people are here a lot, or?
No, not really, because, you know, it's just because, like you said, we're old enough to where if I was in my mid-20s or early 20s, it'd be a little bit different story. And that's only 10 years ago, but, you know, it would just be a little bit different story, especially if I was, you know, a teenager out here having my way with this place. But no.
With all of our old ruffian friends.
But no, I mean, like, Ariane and I rent out the barn. You know, we have some wedding receptions coming in from people that we grew up with and whatnot. And
and there's a local motorcycle club that rents out a space from us, and people were very skeptical about that, you know, at first, because they're like, oh, they're a motorcycle club, and
yeah.
I was like, yeah, but I grew up with some of these guys.
Well, it's the TV show, man.
Yeah, it's the TV.
You see the motorcycle guy, he looks nice enough, but I know he's running coke upstate. You know,
yeah.
Like, there's something going on, you know.
Yeah,
like,
these guys are the furthest from that, you know.
I've actually been out here before, and I'm not gonna lie, you know, I've grown up to be a little bit prejudiced. I prejudge the situation. I'm like, bunch of bikers.
Right.
Somebody's going to try to sell me some crank. But no, they're actually like pretty nice. I mean, they told me, like, we're law-abiding, like, they're the fourth largest law-abiding
club.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, yeah.
Bob Saget's an official member. And I'm trying to get Bob Saget status because Saget is, like, an honorary member. And I ride a scooter. I got a Schwinn 51cc.
Yeah.
But I don't ride the big stuff, but... I don't know. They put it up to corporate, wherever corporate is, and trying to get Colin as a honorary member right there next to Bob Saget.
Right next to Bob Saget, man. It's
pretty cool.
I tell you what, man. I understand the biking thing because it's not a hobby. Like rarely you'll find somebody. Like every once in a while you'll find a guy with a Harley in the garage and he takes it out on Sunday.
Yeah.
But generally, like people that ride their bike, you know, it's a.
No, some of these.
I get it, but I don't get it. You know.
Right. Some of these guys' hobbies and even their professions. Like, that's why we welcomed them with such open arms because, like, they're plumbers and they're electricians. And it's an old barn, and there's lots of stuff that needed done, you know. Like, before these guys came along, the inside of this barn, we would never be able to have – band practice used to be in the room that we're sitting in, which is, you know.
Not real possible anymore.
Not, you know,
but it's like a lot better use of your space. It's a nice bar.
Yeah, you know, it is. And they built a bar in here, and then they clean out the entire barn. And, you know, now there's a pool table. Now there's a stage, and there's always instruments set up. The She Said practice out here weekly, you know, like, and it's just, it is very inviting.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the bar's even got my feet are resting comfortably.
Yeah.
You got the little,
bar rail.
You got to have the foot rail, and it's well done.
I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have thought that,
this would have taken me a year to do.
And it was right, yeah, I remember coming out here, like, on a whatever day and coming out the next whatever day, and I was like, shit.
Yeah, they completed stuff that it would have taken Ariana and myself years to do. Like, there was the bathroom, the only bathroom inside this barn hasn't worked for like 30 years, and they're just like, oh, you know, we would have paid good money to have somebody come out and appraise it.
Yeah.
We would have been like, oh, no, it's too much, but no, they, you know, so it's great having the Iron Order Motorcycle Club around.
And they're all very genuine, mellow dudes. Like I've never walked in here and felt unwelcome.
No.
I'm not part of the motorcycle club. I've never ridden motorcycles. I don't ever intend to. And I've told them that, and they don't understand it, but they accept it. You know, like, they're truly, you know, just cool, down-to-earth guys that, like,
they
motorcycle.
They rode them, too.
They rode them, too. But, you know, they just
good guy.
Ride fucking motorcycles, put in a ridiculous amount of money into those motorcycles, and hang out with each other.
Hell yeah. It sounds like fun.
Everyone should be so lucky to have a bunch of buddies to hang out with. Yeah.
Well, you guys do it on the same scale as musical equipment. You guys.
Oh yeah, everybody's got
all your hard-earned dollars on music equipment.
There's a lot of pissed off wives out there. Every shade.
You bring it out here, and it's just the same.
Yeah.
It's a good chunk of change in
it's
that little grump
good.
That I got out there. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
So Hillside 2012 compared to Hillside 2002, what's different? What'd you learn?
From last year to this year, there's a huge difference. Not only is there more bands, but there's just more of a community feel to it all, you know, with the people that are already pitching in and the people that are already ready and willing to volunteer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like last year, it was the first time, so, like, you know, a lot of it was just out of our pocket, and that was, we fully knew that going into it, and we're just like, well, yeah, you know, but we're going to make it right, and so it'll just be easier every year. And this is the second year, and, you know, just getting a hold of the bands like you guys, it took us 5 hours. What took us 5 weeks?
Exactly.
That first year that we were putting this on, I remember being able to afford things by, you know, wristband pre-sale. Like, we'd go harvest, like, $100 off of, you know, one of the four places that were selling wristbands, and then, you know, go buy the steaks that we needed for the parking.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, you know, shit to, you know, like, all the security tape to keep people out of things. Like,
yeah. I installed that. It was
the
day
a
lot.
Yeah. Derek kept everybody's ankles safe.
I did.
Many ankles were saved because of Derek's efforts. I applaud thee.
I did well.
Cheers, sir. Cheers.
I did well.
Derek did bust his ass, and there was a lot of people that were...
There was a lot of people that busted their ass. Neither one of us had to bust our ass, and we ran around thinking that we
that
did.
We were busting our
ass.
Sean, you were a little more worse than the wear. You could tell, like, in your face.
Dude,
and up until you were on stage.
The entire day, more than
on stage, you looked all right. But before that, you just had this look like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like,
deer in the headlights.
It's
look.
Our first year, but nothing went wrong.
What I liked about it also is... you would think just the nature of it, like it's at the old party place where everybody's parents hung out and party back in the day. You would think like, man, I don't really want to take my kids to that. But last year, a lot of people brought their kids to it, and it was fine. Like I felt like it was, you could have a good time, you could have some drinks, and you know, hang out with your buddies. But it definitely had like a company picnic feel to it almost.
Absolutely.
Like everybody's like, you
Absolutely.
Know, bring your A game. And you know, there was a lot of people that didn't get along. I saw people I don't get along with, but it has that element. You know, you're out here on a ranch and.
Yeah.
You don't want any shit. And plus, you know, you have a motorcycle gang running security.
This year we do.
Watch your shit.
Last year we had a couple guys and us.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
we're some of the hardest hitting homies in the league, though.
Straight up, like,
yeah.
Called the sheriff's office and said, you guys, come on out anytime.
Yeah.
Roll through. And, you know, we told people.
Yeah.
Like, sheriffs are going to be here. Be
yeah.
on your best
don't
behavior.
Be stupid.
We welcome, you know, if you want to come drink, but don't get stupid. And nobody did.
No, it was a very well put together.
There was no underage drinking, and that was the only thing I was ever worried about. But
yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of people here underage, but never saw.
It's hard to sneak a drink when mom's over there watching the band too. You know,
it's true.
Yeah, I mean, my mom and my grandma were selling lemonade.
That's
there.
Right.
Cops and bikers are one thing, but moms, I don't.
Right.
Running around.
I don't fuck with mom, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the kind of place that you really want to get trashed.
No, and my mom is usually a person that'll point it out to me and be like. That kid over there, I don't know about him, but she didn't say a single word. She was ear-to-ear smiles the whole
good
time
people.
Last year.
Good people there.
And it is, the main event is on Mother's Day this year.
Oh, God.
I have to point that out. Like, it is Mother's Day weekend, and so there's no...
But there's nothing to do on Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, you lunch.
You go and have lunch, and then
you
sit around and
lunch.
Watch whatever sport
yeah.
you can fall asleep
cool.
to.
You bring her to the Hillside Sunday session.
Well, there's
her.
Things. I mean, you know, like the big hit was the tent that had the water sprinkling out of it. Like,
mm-hmm.
that's good fun. I don't
right.
care how old you are.
Yeah.
Sitting out in the sun with some sprinkles hitting you, it's a good time.
Well,
you know.
Needed it. I mean, there's naturally...
Are we going to have more of a...
no shade for as old as it is. Like,
it's, yeah, I mean, it's... Western Kansas people.
Last year you guys had like burgers, dogs, and
mm-hmm.
like lemonades. What are you guys doing this year as far as refreshments and stuff?
So far, and we've not nailed anything down, certainly,
mm-hmm.
but this is probably going to be about the menu. Saturday we're going to have from about 5 p.m. until around 11 p.m. There's going to be, you know, burgers and dogs, just straight up good old bar food provided by the Iron Order.
Okay.
And their wives and girlfriends and
I've eaten
they're
the
all
Iron Order
cooks.
Chow.
They're all
stuff.
Great cooks.
I emceed an event for the Iron Order a couple years back,
yeah.
which they
oh, yeah.
probably hated that.
Yeah.
They paid for me to get on stage, and I'm like dicks and pussies, and they're just like whoa. But they fed me
cooking,
well,
man.
And they
it's
oh god, dude, the Iron Order had these. They had these. I forget what they're called, like warm apple pies. It was some kind of warm drink that got you wasted, but it tasted like eating
oh,
apple
yeah.
pie.
Oh yeah, no, that's a staple. Yeah, it's the apple pie.
It was amazing. Hopefully they bring some of that. But so Saturday is going to be like a good cookout situation.
Saturday will definitely be more adult oriented, just because it's in the evening. It's you know
it's Saturday,
yeah. And then
it's a lot more metal.
Yeah, more metal and definitely. Better atmosphere, but Sunday is going to be Mom's Day,
mm-hmm.
and everybody bring their mom and their kids, and you know there's going to be some good home cooking. Hopefully, we got a guy that's ranked in barbecuing. And I say that lightly.
Man knows what he's doing.
The guy knows what he's doing though when it comes to barbecuing, and him and his father, and so we're hoping that they're going to cater the next day, and we have the yes. And also,
mm-hmm.
I'll say Devin Fort. That we need sound effect after that.
I like it. I'll put something. I'm sporting one of your wonderful bracelets, and I guess this is as like last year. This is your ticket into the show.
Yep.
How are you doing that? Doing 2 days, is it like a buy two bands for 2 days? Like, how are you guys doing that?
Well, I would say you're yeah. No,
or have you, are we not
band,
there yet? We don't have to air anything we're not on
you
yet.
You buy one band for both days, and if you just want to come on Saturday for five bands, that's your loss.
You're not getting,
man.
Yeah,
that's
but
your
still,
loss.
But still, though, you're not getting, it's not a raw deal.
No,
even,
it's
even
not
if
a raw
you
deal.
Just, if you have to work Sunday, Saturday night, you know, you're still going to have a badass time.
Yeah.
The band's worth the bang.
Saturday night, we've got six bands scheduled. And that alone is worth $15 because they're damn good bands. Sunday, there's somewhere along the lines, I would think that makes
19 bands?
Yeah, that'd be 19.
But it's all day.
It's all day.
So if you just went one day, it would be worth the price. And, you know, you're getting both prices. And that's because we've told the band, we're willing to share the wealth. We want to make this as big as possible. But we can't guarantee you anything.
Right.
If you're coming in from out of town, we'll pay for your gas. We don't want it to cost you any money. But we can't guarantee you any money in every single one of them without a second... You know,
oh, it's a good festival. You know,
everybody
it's a festival.
So cool. Everybody was so cool about it.
I just want to get some facts. Okay, so what day is the Hillside?
All right, it's May 11th, which is a Saturday night, and it's from about 5 till 1 o'clock at night, maybe 2, depending on if another band shows up, which we didn't talk about, which is Mad Apple.
Let's talk about Mad, because Trevino practiced here when we first got together. I love that. That's where we started up again, was this room right here. That's good. But you have a piece of paper with it that says Mad Apple on it.
That's kind of everybody's signature on it.
That's one of those bands that I've heard about since becoming, you know. But
and you're
Mad
a
Apple was,
younger than me.
Oh, yeah, but it was
like,
definitely way, it was a long time ago. It was before my time by probably
time.
5 years, man.
Yeah. And, you know, there's some of those guys that are playing. Jason is playing, and Casey Smith's band, My Father's Gun, is coming, and they're headlining on Saturday night, and they're from Lawrence, but the reason we have them, like, we're definitely, you know, this is, Hillside Sunday Session is all about supporting local bands.
Yeah.
But Casey Smith had a local band, Mad Apple, in this town when we were in high school, and they were just kick-ass. It was when Limp Bizkit and Head PE was, like, really big, and that kind of sound was coming out, so... You know, it was before punk was really big in Garden City, and so there was this I don't know, what do you call that? Like, you know, the Incubus and the
I don't know, like I guess
Limp Bizkit,
radio rock, I guess.
Radio rock, yeah, you know.
I mean, yeah, because it, which is crazy because I remember back then when I was 15, 16, and Limp Bizkit was like something I'd have in my CD collection.
Absolutely.
You know, I remember thinking like listening to my dad listening to whatever was on the radio back then, like on the rock stations, which I can't even recall. I don't think there was really rocks. I think it was more just like Matchbox 20, real like, you know, it was real feel good. And then now you turn on the radio, man, and it's like all these bands that, in my opinion, I think they're doing watered down versions of their old selves, which you kind of have to if you want to have any national success. But like, you know, you turn on the radio and you hear like, Avenged Sevenfold. I'm just like, what? Like, I remember there, like, some guy was like, check out this, nobody knows this band, Avenged Sevenfold. And it was, like, really, really pretty hardcore compared to, like, what they put out on the radio now. But I don't know why we started talking about that. But
no, that's fine, because I was trying to explain how Mad Apple sounded in the day, you know, and it was kind of the times. And I mean, it's still a possibility that they may not play. It's a matter of getting somebody on an airplane, basically. But the three members are going to be
Tennessee.
There for sure. Kyle from Tennessee needs to come from Nashville.
This is the thing, I know nothing about Mad Apple, but I know that Mad Apple would need Kyle up there to do. I met that kid, man, and he's just like one of those. He's weird, good at everything.
He is.
I've seen him do like turntables and shit. Now, like, he's like a producer and shit.
Him and his brother, they could pick up any sport and just do it. You know, if Garden City had the cross, then the star players would be fucking. Kyle Ginther and Brandon Ginther, but we didn't have the cross. They were good. They're good at skateboarding and everything else, and I'm super jealous because they are those kids that could pick up an instrument and just be like, I'm gonna do this. And just
his brother's a really good artist too, man. He would just
come
over and draw shit on napkins and be like, whatever.
They're both amazing artists.
He was an asshole, but I loved it, dude.
Right.
Okay, so two day festival this year.
Yep.
And what about Sunday? Is there gonna be like, Sunday's gonna be
Sunday there is going to be, you know, a little bit of metal. The band that I play in, the Scud, we're going to be playing, and there's some other local kind of metal stuff, but we're also integrating kind of some bluegrass and, you know, some blues, most definitely some blues. Third
I
degree
felt like last year kind of lacked that, because there is this.
Lacked the blues, absolutely.
Well, the thing about a town like Garden City is that there is a lot of music in it. There always
there
has been, there probably always will be. There's always at least three or four groups of people playing music together.
Yeah.
And last year I felt that there is this, I hate to say older generation, but, you know, they're older than us.
We did that.
And they're way better. They're good, you know.
I mean, between Sean and I, like last year, we knew a dozen bands that all play, you know, country rock and classical rock, you know, not classical as in Beethoven, but classic rock, Led Zeppelin and stuff. And we wanted to try to really have more young bands, like up and coming stuff, you know, like this weird band Trevino. They're good, don't get me wrong, but like but yeah,
they
the
are.
Guitarist is,
he's chubby,
but then, you know, trying
being
to get
polite,
but God, he's like teddy bear level.
You are too,
church.
But yeah, so we, you know, we try to just have more younger kids and bands that, you know, this we wanted to introduce to this community to be, you know, something up and coming and to look forward to. And this year, we caught a lot of flack from it. I caught a lot of flack. You know, I was working at Jack's and I was, you know, like the events coordinator. And so I always had these bands playing classic rock.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then when we had this thing, they're just like, well, why didn't you call it? Well, you know, but this year we got a hold of people and they're going to be here. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, like Third Degree, which has been in this town longer than we've been alive. Playing music in this town, Tim Round.
I think part of the reason that we didn't call a lot of these guys is because, you know, the younger musicians in this town, those guys are well established. People know who they are. We needed to give the younger musicians in this area a showcase. And now that we have more to offer, you know, with 2 days and a shorter schedule, you know, that we can showcase more of these bands, I think is a testament to all of the talent around Garden City.
Absolutely.
At the same time, they never came to us.
They didn't.
Asking us.
Well, this is the thing I see, like, also, because, and that's true, there's a, and maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm generalizing, but it seems like a lot of those older bands are mainly cover bands, and it's hard to feel sorry for a cover band that's busy. I've been in a cover band before, and I played Weezer songs for 2 hours a night, and I made my cut was $500.
But that's why I love Third Degree, is because Tim can play some blues.
Trevino made $60 one time.
Oh.
The whole band.
I would play the shit out of Weezer for 2 hours for $500.
It was wonderful, dude. It was, and it was traveling too, dude. Like, we were on the East Coast Entertainment. I delivered pizzas and pretended to be Rivers Cuomo, and I was really fat, and somehow it worked out. But it's hard to feel bad for cover bands that are. And there's nothing against it, but they're making tons of money, dude. It's like, shut up, bro.
Right.
You guys get all the gigs and all the pussy.
That's why I love that Third Degree's coming out, because Tim, he can play blues that people haven't heard before, and it sounds like he came up with it. But, you know, he's playing some old-ass Buddy Guy stuff, you know, and it's not mainstream.
Hard to argue with good, though.
Somebody's good,
they're good.
It's not mainstream, you know, what was on the radio back in the 60s when they were first playing, but it's, you know, some...
And I think it'll be good to incorporate both, because there is like that, there's a little bit of a stigma between the older generation and then the people that are working now, because, you know, we remember being 14 and they're just like, shut up, you know, it's like, so like, I think it's cool that everybody's 30 now, you know.
Here we are.
We're 30 and we'll be okay.
And it also showcases that there are local musicians around here that rival anything you've paid a shitload of money to see.
Yeah, no shit.
But they just have their set ways. They got married or did whatever they did. They, you know, didn't get the break that anybody else did.
Well,
but
good Lord.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
the performance, I mean...
Back when we were teenagers?
In town alone that I would pay a shit ton of money to see if you put them together in the right
place. Oh, God, yes. But back when we were teenagers, we would have paid $15 just to go see Guns on Mars and the Mishaps.
Mm-hmm.
Just those two bands, you know what I mean? Like, you know, at some small venue in Colorado, but, you know.
I do feel a sense of, like, when I walk into a bar at, like, 1 in the morning and the Mishaps are playing, and I'm just, and as soon as you walk in, you're in that element of the Mishaps. I do feel like people should be jealous of that. I'm just like, you know, like, this,
sure.
I'm here. You know, I'm in Garden City, Kansas. Most people would fucking, you know, roll their eyes this town. It's real, and there's a heartbeat, and, yeah, you feel it, man.
I mean, people do roll their eyes at when you say there's a badass ska band from Western Kansas, they're like, right.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
There's a badass ska band from Kansas.
I've been out in the world. I've seen some shit. I know what I'm talking about. When I come back home and make, you know, a nest here, doing what I like to do, promoting music, you know, and it's because there's something worth promoting here. There's something worth showcasing here. Yeah.
Well, if we're going to just do a little bit of business before we wrap this up, thanks for being on the podcast.
Hey, thank you, Derek.
It's going to be great.
Appreciate it. Cool.
For the ears of the listeners.
Yep.
Say somebody had a little bit of money they wanted to throw into the pot to help this thing grow a little bit. Where do people, who do they contact to donate to the cause? So I know you guys, there's different packages you have for donations, and you want to talk a little bit about that?
There is different packages, and if you just go and like us at Ad Astra Out West on Facebook, then you can see what's available. You can message us or get the mailing address and just start sending in that money.
Our email address is adastraoutwest@gmail.com. You know, I check it more than I do my personal email.
Nobody's emailing you on the other one either. You're a 33-year-old man. Nobody's emailing you. If anybody's emailing you, it's not good. I haven't got a real email in years, man.
It's always bad news on my other email accounts. It's always good news on the Ad Astra account.
So email Ad Astra instead. You know, writing up a day.
We want to see you have money, not you owe money.
Right. Collections are being taken. Actions are occurring, sir.
And where do people get tickets? Or where do people get their wristbands? Are they available yet, or when is this popping off?
So far, today we got the shipment of wristbands in. As far as
real nice,
firm,
real
right
nice.
Now, thank you. We spent minutes. But, you know, right now you can get them in Scott City at Percival Packing.
Okay.
We're gonna get a shipment up there this weekend. You can get them at Four Winds. They've agreed to. Colin, who else?
The Arts Center,
I think, still has to vote on it, but it's all but done. So
they're
going to
vote for
us
because we love the Arts Center and we want to help them out, and they want to help us.
We have an Arts Center.
That's right. We're
wonderful.
We partner up with the Arts Center.
Where's this Arts Center? I want to know about these things.
Down on Main Street. It's my apartment is actually above.
Down
it.
On
okay.
Main Street.
So you know they've got a gallery down there, and they do a lot to promote local artists, and you know. Do a lot of sales out there. You should definitely head down there.
We should take some photos of my toilet art.
Ooh.
Oh, you have splatter patterns.
I can't help it.
It's unexplained.
It is.
I swear to God, like,
hey, you said your boy has a GoPro camera, right? I say, let's get to the bottom of this, man. Let's end on that.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay. We're done.
No more. Okay. All right. At Astra Out West on Facebook, at Astra Out West at gmail.com. Contact any of these two boys right here on Facebook.
Yeah.
Give them some money, even if it's $10. It'll be used.
Yeah, it will.
It'll be used.
Not even for
good.
Like not even for drugs either. You guys have a lot of shit to buy. You're putting on a festival, so good luck with that. And I'll be
Thank
here.
You.
It'll be fun. I think this year's gonna pop. It went hard last year, but I think this year will be. Be harder.
Yeah. This year's going to
And then next year, even harder than that.
Even harder than that, if you can imagine.
If you can
imagine.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you, Jerry.
Cheers.
Hey, guys. This is Kevin from the Hollow Empire from Dallas, Texas. Hearing my voice means you're probably about to hear us here on Bedroom Radio. Be sure to keep up with us on Facebook.com/The Hollow Empire page or on Twitter, #The Hollow Empire. Rock on, bitches.